I was asked to speak tonight about Koach HaHergel. This is a phrase that, of course, contains many aspects. And the central feature of Koach HaHergel is that we have to battle with a very big tendency. We as B'nai Torah are faced with a problem that, unfortunately, with Derech HaTeva, we live our daily lives, even if we are in yeshiva and learning and doing mitzvos, but somehow we look at them as boring, God forbid, repetitious events. It's just an exercise, you do it, but we lack the intense ruchnius that the Ribbono Shel Olam demands of us as Jews. So I would like to focus tonight briefly on how thinking about various mitzvos that Ribbono Shel Olam gave us can help us counteract that unfortunate tendency. All of us are probably familiar with the celebrated Rambam and Hilchos Tshuva regarding shofar, but no matter how many times we review it, it's kedai to read it over and over again. So the Rambam and Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Gimel, Halacha Dalet, says as follows. Af al pi shetkiyas shofar Rosh Hashanah gzeiras hakasuv, it's a chok. Remez yeshbo, koloma. Uru yeshena mishenaschem. In Rav Shilat's new version of the Nusach of Rambam, he says the old Nuschos, Rambam wrote Uru twice, based on the pasuk in Shoftim. Wake up, Uru yeshena mishenaschem. V'kitzu nidom yitar demaschem. V'chibzu b'maseichem, v'chizu b'tshuva, zechu borachem. Wake up, look into your actions, see how they're defective, do tshuva, and remember the Ribbono Shel Olam. Elu ha-shochim es ha-emes behevelei hazman. You're forgetting the true purpose of life. V'shochim kol shnosom behevel v'rik asher lo yoel v'lo yatzil. Habitu l'nafshol seichem. Look inside. V'etivu darchechem aleichem v'yazov kol echad mikem darcho ra machshavto asher lo tova. When one reflects upon this Rambam, one can realize that mechazdei haborei. It's from the grace of God that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us the mitzvah of shofar to arouse us, to waken us up from our spiritual slumber. The human condition, as it were, induces boredom. We have to fight it. So we have a trufa, like Rabbi Yehuda Levi says, that the Ki'ani Hashem Rofecha, the mitzvahs are the pills we have to take to make us feel better. The trufa, the medicine that connects our netiya for a slumber is the mitzvah of shofar. And that's the point of the Rambam. My son, it's not only shofar that is a mitzvah that can serve as a wake-up call, but as we shall see, there are kama v'kama mitzvahs that serve the same purpose. Let me elaborate. Beginning of the 15th century, one of the leaders was someone named Rav Chasdai Kreskas. So he wrote a critique of the Rambam, the Mor Nevuchim, and a lot of the principles of that, that's not our concern right now. The title of Rav Chasdai Kreskas' work was Or Hashem. So in that work, Maimer Beis, Klal Vav, he has a section in which he details the tachlis, the goal and the aim of the Torah in general, and of the mitzvos into particular. And he divides the mitzvos into seven parts. So he looked that up. The sixth subdivision entails those mitzvos whose purpose is to wake us up because we're sleeping. In fact, he even uses the same words that the Rambam does, lahakitz lev nidamin. Perhaps, I'm not sure about that, you might even take this as a veiled, opaque critique of the Rambam. It's not only shofar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that could wake us up. It's a whole host of mitzvos. Things could die for us to briefly go through Rav Chasdai's list, so we can derive the appropriate lekach from it. Number one, we have numerous mitzvos that are mitzvos zmanios, mitzvos that periodically recur from time to time. So Rav Chasdai says these mitzvos serve the purpose of periodically waking us up to the chasadim of the Ribbono Shel Olam, what he did for us, and how we have to respond by coming close to him. What's the most prominent member of this group? Of course, Shabbos. And among the reasons why we are commanded to observe Shabbos is Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim. We believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu intervened in history on behalf of our forefathers in Egypt. We're not just mindless atoms. We have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He intervened in the world for our forefathers' benefit. For the Maaser of Chasdai adds, all the Moadim testify to that fact. All the Moadim are connected with Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim in one sort of other. All the Moadim testify to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exercised His Hashgacha to our forefathers. Now, let me give a mashal. In our day and age, in this secular throwaway culture we have, a person would once meet a sports figure or some other type of figure, he could remember it for 40 years. I saw Mickey Mantle 40 years ago. Now, how much more so if we actually had a direct experience with the Ribono Shel Olam? But that is what Yitzias Mitzrayim was. God intervened. He shows that there is a relationship. He cared about us. But we forget. What can we do? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu in His wisdom set up a system in which periodically these Yomim Tovim keep on returning. So over and over, we get inculcated with this lesson of Ur Yishenim Mishenaschem. In Eretz Yisrael, we have other examples of this periodic recurrence to wake us up. Of course, we have the Shemitah and Yovel cycle. This has the same effect. And Rav Chasdai adds that certain periodic mitzvos remind us of other periodic mitzvos. So the 7 years of the Shemitah cycle, culminating in Shemitah, remind us of the 7 day week cycle, which culminates in Shabbos, which is Zecher Tzias Mitzrayim. Moreover, the 50-year cycle, which culminates in Yovel, reminds us of the 50 days from Pesach to Shavuos. And the Cherus that different classes of people achieve on Yovel reminds us, he writes, of Shavuos, which we believe was the time of Matan Torah. And that's the time when Klal Yisrael achieved true Cherus with the receipt of the Torah. So different periodic mitzvos remind us of other periodic mitzvos, which all have the combined effect of waking us up and making us think about the Ribono Shel Olam. Chasdai continues. The other classes of mitzvos which also serve to wake us up from our slumber. Chasdai now goes into a survey of mitzvos that constantly surround us, and therefore, perforce, in the conduct of our daily lives, we are almost forced to recognize that there is something beyond us. And it's Mechazdei Hashem that He sets up the system. He classifies these mitzvahs not quite as manios ben moedim, but subsumed under the same rubric. For example, mezuzah. No, Kon Rav Chasdai, we don't have a chiyuv to kiss the mezuzah, but when a Jew sees the mezuzah, which contains Parsha Shema and Parsha Vayim Shemoa, he does have a responsibility to remember that these are the parshios which detail our responsibility to God. And we have to realize that we have to make a stark choice to follow the Ribono Shel Olam. Now, Chasdai Kreskas writes that every person contains a material aspect and an intellectual aspect, but they both comprise the total human personality, and everyone has to use everything he has to come close to Hashem. So we have to make the conscious decision, he writes, when we see the mezuzah, to wake up and turn to God. And we can do this in one of two ways. Either you could have a hisorus, he writes, based upon the first parsha of Shema, which speaks to the seichel, which speaks to v'ahavta Hashem Elokecha. This, he writes, inspires man based upon pure, unadulterated emes. Or you can return to Hashem based upon the second parsha, Vayim Shemoa. Vayim Shemoa has its promises of material rewards. But that is also, if that works, go with it. If the only way you can get out of a rut and start thinking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by saying with more kavana the second parsha of V'hoya im Shemoa, with its threats and promises, then that should be the path for you. And the mezuzah, which we constantly see, is there to remind us. Certainly, serving God for the Vayim Shmoa reason is not as exalted as serving God for the Shema reason, but it's certainly better than sleeping. It's certainly better than not returning to God at all. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his wisdom, Chazal writes, had a system which we have to set up mezuzos everywhere. Al Beisechel, the Chatzeros, he cites the first parak of Seches Yuma. The mezuzah is there to give us the chance to wake up and be serious, committed Jews. Another example is tzitzis. So Chazal Kreskos makes a fascinating comment here. He says that it's not just the tzitzis themselves which should remind us about Hashem. You know the Gemara of Domeh, Nelarakia, etc., the Tcheles. The Beged itself. It's a Beged of four corners. That means it doesn't totally encase the body. That means, he says, that we see that the Beged itself cannot serve an exclusively utilitarian purpose. So the very realization of that fact, besides the tzitzis itself, serves to remind us that we are wearing this garment to wake up and serve Hashem. Thus, even if it's not tcheles, again to this issues today, but as apparently Rav Chazda Kreskas didn't wear tcheles, so there's no tcheles there, there's still the hisorus from the beged in the first place. Tzitzis also is here to wake us up and to remind us about a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Another mitzvah which serves as a wake-up call is an obligation we have every day, tefillin. Tefillin contains the Dal Parshios, Shema, Vayim Shemoa, and Kaddish Varek Yivyacha. Chasdai says, the point that there's no chatzitza between the arm and the tefillin is expressive of the point that we are required daily to impress upon ourselves, I would say both literally and figuratively, a heightened awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us this mitzvah is a reminder every day to wake up. He makes a halachic point there, as opposed to a Tshuvas HaRashba, he would say this understanding of the tachlis of tefillin would force us to come to the conclusion that we shouldn't distinguish between the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, sheva chatzitza, neither of them. Because the point is, tefillin also was given to us from Hashem in order that we should remember what Hashem is and try to come close to Him. Yet another mitzvah, in his view, causes us to experience His auras regarding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a mitzvah whose results are with every male Jew constantly, namely Bris Milah. To be sure, different Rishonim have various reasons in Tami mitzvahs for the mitzvah of Milah. So the Rambam in Morna Buchim famously writes that the point is to lessen our sexual desire so we can concentrate on spiritual matters. And the Talmidei Rambam in Provence further this idea in various ways. The Rambam further writes that it's a social bond uniting all members of Klal Yisrael. Rav Chasdai gives his own Tam HaMitzvah for Mitzvah's Milah. A Bris Milah is like a personal carbon. We give of our own blood to God. And that reminds us that we should spend our whole lives serving the Ribbono Shel Olam. And every time that one remembers that he is circumcised, one has an opportunity to remember that he has a relationship with a Kadosh Baruch Hu and he should serve him. Now, at this point, I'm sure many of you are thinking about a famous Gemara that Rav Chasdai will now quote. He mentioned mezuzah, tzitzis, tefillin, and bris milah. So Rav Chasdai recalls the celebrated Maimon Chazal about David HaMelech. David HaMelech realized he was surrounded by mitzvos. Even in the Beis HaMerchatz, you have the bris milah. In Rav Chasdai's eyes, this Maimon possesses another dimension. Hashem graciously gave us all these mitzvos. Mezuzah, tzitzis, tefillin and bris milah to wake us up from our slumber so that we will have the awareness to serve Him properly. Having mentioned the carbon aspect of bris milah, Rav Chasdai continues that really all karbanos possess this quality. All sacrifices give us this orus that we as Jews should have to serve Hashem. Let's take, for example, Ola. Ola serves Mechaper for Hirhurei Alev. We are indeed fortunate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't judge us on our thoughts alone. We would all be finished. Developing an idea that's already in the Ramban, Rav Chasdai says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows bringing an Ola in place of ourselves. And just remembering this fact that we'd all be finished, God forbid, if God would judge us on our thoughts, this serves as an aid to take us to a higher level and to serve God appropriately. And Rav Chasdai goes on with various aspects of Tumah and Tahara, Hazals. So many mitzvot, he writes, are all for the purpose of Lahakit as Hanedamim. Chasdai returns to the mitzvah Sukkah. Sukkah, of course, the explicit reason is mentioned in the Torah, Kiva Sukkah Shaftis B'nai Yisrael. But Rav Chasdai, developing an idea he discusses elsewhere, it's not just the Klali HaMitzvah, but the Prate HaMitzvah also are specifically designed with a Tachlis. The Pratim also serve to heighten our awareness of the Ribono Shel Olam. How does that reflect itself in Sukkah? The point of a sukkah, he says, is that we should not have a materialistic orientation, but think spiritually. Just to take one example, he writes that we know that a schach cannot be something that's mekabel tumah. Why is that? Because tumah, again, is chumrius, materialism, hedonism, everything we're against. Rather, we have to aspire to higher things, to think about spiritual matters and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. In some, he writes, the reasons for many mitzvot, such as kilayim, are not just, the way the Rambam writes, a vehicle to distance us from avodah zarah, but adrabah, they themselves, with their pratim, serve as a vehicle for its auras, through which a Jew can awaken and probably adjust his intellectual, religious, and spiritual stance towards Ribono Shel Olam. Now, Rav Chasdai's formulations leave room for all of us to see the opportunity for different mitzvot. Once we get his point, so he had a tovlenu, we could be mosif. So in this vein, I'd like to cite an idea that formed a part of a drasha that I heard from Rav Goldwicht's uncle, Rav Chaim Yaakov Goldwicht, 33 years ago. We all know Parshas Achri Mos. So that generally occurs either immediately after Pesach or several weeks afterwards, many times Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So by that time of the year, boys studying the Shiva's Nights Israel, studying Kayitzman, they're already formulating their plans for next year. Now many boys are back in America already. Then I'm going to Israel, maybe until after the summer. The last thing that your average, and even a good kid, studying in Israel, in Shiva here, is thinking about on Parshas Achri Mos is Yom Kippur. Then the laning starts. Suddenly you hear the psukim dealing with the avoda. So for a split second, in your mind, you are instantly transported back to the previous Yom Kippur when you had previously heard these psukim. Then at the same time, you say, oh, no, but it's not Yom Kippur, it's late April, May. But what are you going to do after the split second? That's the chance for the Hisorus. Against your will almost, you ask yourself, how have I conducted my life since last Yom Kippur? Have I acquitted myself properly? Did I grow religiously? Did I grow spiritually? Or did I fall down? Do I have more Yiras Shamayim? Or do I have less Yiras Shamayim? Have I advanced? Or God forbid, have I retreated? We all know the Gra, Borek, Ein B'mayim, Mayim Ein Bo, V'l Nechashim HaKravim Yesh Bo, Ein Mayim El Torah. There's no such thing as a static human being. Either you're going up, coming closer to God, or you're going down. And that second, when we read Parshas Achri Mos, is also may Chasdei Hashem to give us the opportunity to reflect, to make a critical self-evaluation, and hopefully to make the right decision. So in sum, Rav Chasdai's stresses as Mechazdei Hashem, that we as Jews receive so many mitzvot which can serve as opportunities to renew our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to awaken from our sleep, and to serve Hashem properly. And we all know that Haba L'Taher Mesayin Oso. So let us all try to heed the message of Chasdei Kreskas and grow Mala Mala, the Tarvi Yerushimayim. Amen.